Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Governor's Office of Ag Policy's on-farm energy efficiency and production incentive program can give farmers just the cost share boost they need to take that next step. For some, they might replace outdated grain dryers with more efficient models, but an increasing situation is developing on the energy production side with on-farm solar systems which are qualifying for cost share grants. Steve Kelly farms in Bardwell, about 30 miles west of Paducah.
Of course, I had somebody to put this system in for me, a company that does this all the time. They hooked it up. Of course, it has to be approved by TVA and the co-op to be able to hook on. And so when you're hooked on, you're ready to go, and hopefully everything will work as mine did. And, you know, you're making power, and you don't really, you don't do anything. <laughs> Don't do anything for it. There will be some maintenance along, of course.
In western Kentucky, TVA is now required to produce a specific percentage of its power through renewable sources. They, too, have been providing installation incentives.
You have this contract from TVA. That's going to give you some income. You have a tax credit from the federal government, and you have a small tax credit from the state of Kentucky, and then you have a small grant from TVA to put the system in, and then the grant from the governor's office of ag policy. All of that together, you need all of it.
We'll be right back.
Bob Armstrong's daughter is about to receive her college diploma, but Bob couldn't make it to her graduation, and she's pretty upset. Because last month, on a landscaping job, somebody didn't call 811. And an underground utility line got cut. So Bob can't make it. Kentucky 811 reminds you, everyone who digs, including landscapers, must call 811 at least two full business days before you dig.
Carlisle County farmer Steve Kelly says this is his second solar collection installation. He doesn't use it himself, but has a 10-year contract with TVA to sell that power at a premium, then after that at the market rate. The project also qualifies for small state and federal tax incentives, plus the GOAP cost share.
Everybody's situation is different, and you have to look at all of the programs that are available at the time you do it. You would just have to look at your own situation and, you know, if you can sell the power, can you get the tax credit, that kind of thing. You know, it might not be feasible for everybody. You just can't say everybody needs to put in solar, because I don't think that's the way it's going to work.
He says the required energy audit prior to qualifying for the GOAP grant indicated the sale of power would pay for the cost of the system in 5.5 years. That situation with TVA is unique to his region, but he thinks the GOAP program merits a look. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.